This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies and mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll. In Jerusalem, it's slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. Along the coast in Haifa, expect a warm afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in, Sergeant Liam Ben-Hamo has been killed in southern Lebanon with 12 IDF soldiers wounded after a drone strike. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that IDF soldier Liam Ben-Hamo was killed by a Hezbollah explosive drone in southern Lebanon with another soldier moderately injured. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, UK Prime Minister Starmer warns that Iran aims to harm Jews, raising the threat level to a high likelihood of attack. Separately, I-24 News reports that a new shipment of weapons from the US, totaling 6,500 tons, has arrived in Israel as part of a global logistics operation. And finally, JTA details an attack on a Jewish man outside a Los Angeles synagogue, now being investigated as a hate crime. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein, a Lebanese talk show host, posted minutes ago about Lebanon's worsening economic crisis, noting the drastic currency devaluation since 2019. Meanwhile, Streetwise, covering international art, reported dramatic resignations by Venice Biennale judges over Israel's participation, just days before the event. From X, Khaled Zakaria, a commentator in the UK, wrote that the threat level has been raised to severe, indicating a high likelihood of a terrorist attack. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the tragic news from the Jerusalem Post, Sergeant Liam Ben-Hamo lost his life in an attack in southern Lebanon. This incident is part of ongoing hostilities near Shomera, where drone incursions have increased. The loss of life adds to the growing toll since Operation Roaring Lion began. Turning to Ynet's coverage, the attack in southern Lebanon highlights the escalating threat from Hezbollah. With 16 IDF soldiers killed since February, the situation remains tense. This poses significant security concerns for communities near the northern border. Meanwhile, the report from Israel Hayom reveals that Prime Minister Starmer's statement has raised alarms about potential attacks on Jews in the UK. This follows a stabbing incident in Golders Green, intensifying security measures across Jewish communities. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlights the US weapon shipments arrival in Israel. This logistical operation underscores ongoing military cooperation between the two allies. It's a crucial development amid regional tensions. Finally, JTA's coverage of the Los Angeles synagogue attack serves as a reminder of the persistent threat of anti-Semitic violence. The investigation as a hate crime reflects broader concerns over community safety. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports Shay Levi, CEO of Unframe, foresaw challenges in AI adoption by enterprises, speaking at Calculist's event in Tel Aviv. Separately, Globes covers a record $50 million donation from Drs. Henry and Susan Samueli to Beilinson Hospital for Cancer Research, boosting the Samueli Integrative Cancer Pioneering Institute. And finally, Walla Business details a new compensation plan approved by the Finance Committee for the Lion's Roar, marking a significant policy shift despite opposition from the Treasury. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.